So an emphasis this year on really trying to get a sense of the group as an entity. This is something that we can all work with, I think, just as something to bring to group life or our time in the group, and developing that inner ear sort of stuff, you know, like the Eustachian tube kind of hearing, which is more a perceptive, intuitive listening as opposed to an external listening. So the two forms of listening happen for us in the group. And what you see in terms of Swedenborg's experience and the way that he describes it is that it comes as a felt sense to begin with, a gentle arising, a softness. You know, there's a something that is easily not noticed. But here, when the attention goes on to a more internal listening, then there's this felt sense of something arising often, in this intuitive sense. And it's not until that is actually attended to that the state of coming into understanding what it is comes about. So rather than thinking of language in terms of speech, think more in terms of understanding what's being communicated. Because, I mean, language is just a facility for communication, so it's not necessarily verbal. You know, we know that. So there is that deeper sort of sense of things that we can have in group life whereby we become more attuned to what's happening collectively rather than just what's happening for us individually. Because a life group is an opportunity to just try and explore these sorts of realities and skills even. And, you know, as we do that, centered around the Lord's word, these things then become something that become active and alive for us in the world when we have to go out into external life. So by cultivating these more interior senses, spiritual senses, we will find that it will transform things in subtle ways and maybe not so subtle ways. But, you know, it's a worthwhile experiment. That's the point.